I took note several years later when he was publicly shamed and financially penalized for another instance, entirely unrelated to me, of not telling the truth. Through my formative years and on into young adulthood, the truth became a touchstone, a goalpost, something to strive for. The truth was always within my sight, usually respected, but sometimes compromised. Once, I watched on television as the President of the United States resigned his office in disgrace. At that time, it didn't occur to me that the nation was in so much turmoil and the President was in so much trouble, not because of what had been done, but because he had lied about it. As an adult, I have become a student of history. For some reason, I am fascinated by what people said and what nations did so many years ago. I'm also interested in results, the outcomes these civilizations produced as they reacted to what people said and what nations did so many years ago. I often wonder, do those outcomes have any bearing on us today? Should we be more careful students of the events and decisions that have shaped the lives and nations of those who have gone before us? A long time ago, I decided that if history were to be of any value in my life, I could not succumb to the temptation of convenience in regard to my personal beliefs or desires. In other words, I would not be able to categorize people and nations